Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Think RBA podcast. We are your hosts, Hack, Ken, and I am Matt. And let's just jump right into it. We are going to talk about the origins of Think RBA. Gentlemen.
What a story. Hack. So,
man,
there's only one correct way to tell this story. Well, there's multiple variations of the story.
That's true.
And it has a timeline.
That's true.
But there's only one way we can actually tell this story, right?
That.
And for that story, we need a prop. So do you want to get the prop?
It is the main.
It is the,
it's the nucleus.
The nucleus of the story.
All right.
So you want to get the prop for us?
Ladies and gentlemen. Hold on.
All right. This beautiful, old, worn out basketball.
It all started with an orange basketball.
It all started with this basketball right here.
That's it. How many years ago?
Gosh, 13 years ago?
Yeah.
13 years ago.
2010.
Yeah. 13 years ago. About a year after the two of us met. So Think RBA is not just a story about how we came up with a name for a podcast, right? Because this goes long before podcasts.
That's right.
This is a story of friendship, brotherhood.
Yeah.
Of Okidon-ness, like everything.
This is a story of brothers brothers also clashing.
Clashing.
All that.
I just met them last week.
So. All that. So I'm going to tell my version of this story, and then I want you to start filling in the gaps. Right. So Matt, because even I don't even know if you, Matt, fully knows like the whole depth of this story. Because Matt came into the timeline later.
He did.
We're going to get into the Matt years after that, but
wow,
mad introduction.
So
I can't wait for that one.
So we met at Georgetown 2009. Yeah,
grad school
and
innovation and creativity.
Who would have thought? Right, who would have thought
in the summer? I remember this.
Look at us now. Summer of 2009, and got these two kids sitting in the back of the classroom that on their surface, could not have been more different.
That's true. couldn't even sit near each different. Other. None of that.
Right. We both were sitting in the back of the room. And we got this guy, this Indian guy, this white guy from Pennsylvania, sitting by his classroom. A couple classes in. I think we were forced to work in a group on something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And somehow it came up that you like rap.
Yep. Jersey like, representing, right?
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. This guy, so I'm like, oh, I got something in common with this guy. Let me see. Then come to find out, he plays ball. Okay. So I haven't played ball in a while. It's been a minute, but let's play some ball. So we started with just one-on-ones.
Yeah.
So one-on-ones with this ball right here. This ball was the beginnings of it. Now, this ball had a lot more grip, a lot more color to it back in 2009, 2010.
So, let me add one thing to that. We played one-on-ones for a whole year and a half before even bringing anybody into this.
Right. So, we were playing one-on-ones at the 4 Mile. We were playing one-on-ones at Georgetown campus because I was like, I'm not really ready for.
Dude, I was trying to get you to play people.
But we started playing randos after that.
When you were ready.
We started after that. But there was one fateful night. It was sometime in 2010, about that year-ish into.
Yeah.
And we're using his ball. And finally, I had enough of this ball. I was done with this ball, Matt. Mm-hmm. The lack of grip. And I was just like, bruh, like, can we not afford a new ball? Like, one of us, right? We both have similar careers. One of the two of us should be able to afford a $20 basketball. But yet we're using this, what I called at the time, piece of right? And as I'm saying this, And I'm cutting a whole promo on this ball and how terrible it is.
Oh yeah.
Talking about how worn out this is.
Dude, I genuinely felt like his dislike of this ball.
Yeah, it was a dislike of the ball. I mean, and to a certain extent, I was like, bro, you can't upgrade. Like, what's going on? And then this man deadpans me and just goes, RBA. And I was like, what? What do you mean RBA? What does RBA mean?
So wait a minute. You never said that beforehand.
Never.
It was an instinct.
It was an instinct to me complaining like about reflex. This ball. And this man just deadpans me and says, RBA. So for those who are tuning in, probably don't know us for nothing, but wonder what in the world RBA is. What is RBA?
You got that? Go ahead, man.
RBA stands for Real Ballers Adjust. Greatest quote ever. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
That's it? That's all I'm going to say?
He said it's a GOAT quote.
It's a GOAT quote.
Real Ballers Adjust. That's all I said. What do you mean RBA? Real Ballers Adjust, bro.
Right.
Should be understood.
And then he goes on to tell me, if you can ball, you can ball with any ball.
Correct.
Facts.
If you can ball, you can ball on any rim.
If you a hooper, exactly.
You could have the nice indoor rims. You could have the street ball double rims. This man started talking about in Jersey, the cracks on the court with the grass growing in the cracks and having to RBA it on those courts.
Yep.
So he starts going in on me now. He done turned the whole thing around on me and RBA. Yeah. And I'm like, what is this RBA? But like, I'm like processing it. I'm like, wow, this is okay. Real Ballers Adjust. Okay, like I can see, like that's deep. That's deep.
Right. So, like, if you're a true hooper, there's no complaints, right? If I can hoop and my shoes are worn out, doesn't matter. Real Ballers Adjust. Ball, hoop, court, whatever. Bucket is a bucket. A bucket doesn't care what your shoes look like. Don't care if you're wearing bronze or Kobe's or got holes in your shoes. A win is a win. A bucket is a bucket. Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
All because of this ball.
All because of this. This beautiful, probably my first baby.
Before
my real babies. It's my first baby. Hey, listen, this thing, I have a deep relationship with sports. Like, it's personal. Like, it's so personal to me, sports. And this ball is like, think about it. This ball brought us together. This ball got me linked to so many different types of people that I never in my life would have linked up with. I would have never met outside of ever in life. We met on that court because of this ball. Mm-hmm. So this baby, it's all our babies, really, brought us all together.
Actually, mine's the hyper grip.
Okay.
So then we fast forward.
Right.
So Hack and I are just continuing to wear out this ball.
Oh, yeah.
For years and years and years.
Yep.
We stuck good with old 4 years or so.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden one day, wintertime, it was cold.
It was October.
Because RBA.
But
it was October.
It was fall.
I remember.
It was late fall,
yeah,
though.
I remember the weekend, too. Chilly.
But before that, right before we met you, though, you and I made RBA as like, we ingrained that as part of our life. So we took that with everything, right? Doesn't matter what, if it was basketball related or not, it was RBA, bro.
Right.
RBA, bro. So it became like a thing in our life that we applied it to everything.
If I started complaining to him, he'd be like, RBA.
And vice versa, right? Bro, RBA. You said that to me. Turned around on me.
Right. It had nothing to do with ball. Right. I'd be like, I'm just having a bad day. Somebody made me mad. Somebody cut me off in traffic. He'd be like, RBA.
That's right.
RBA.
So
then,
late fall.
So I just want to say from our perspective, and then I want to see what it was like from your perspective. Okay. So, cause we already had, now we're 4 years into our friendship, right? We're now best friends, having bonded over this ball, right? You're talking about a guy who immigrated here from halfway across the world, right? To Jersey, to end up in Virginia, to bond and build this best friendship with a guy from the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, over basketball.
What are the
chances?
What are the odds?
And then that one fateful night, late fall, but it was cold outside because we would ball rain, snow. Dude,
we balled in monsoons.
We balled in everything. Yeah. And then that one night, these two guys roll up in a car. And by this point, we have been playing some randos. Yeah, no, I'm telling you from what I remember. I remember the first night it was you and D came up because I remember seeing the Giants because Hack was a Giants fan. I was like, oh, who's the Giants fan that's rolling up on us? Because D came up, I think it was the green car, blue car, whatever it was. But he came rolling up and these two guys come on the court we gonna ball with these guys. We gonna run these guys because, right, it's an Indian guy, a white guy, right?
It's a stereotypical.
But little did they know.
Court look.
I'm about to be a meme with my faces, bro.
Little did they know. So, but that was Matt and our other friend D, and Matt has withstood the test of time. Many have come and go throughout the RBA years of our ball group, but Matt has withstood the test of time here with us to talk about, you know, brotherhood and friendship that be part of this whole RBA, you know, thing that we got going on. So that was from my perspective. I remember y'all rolling up.
All right. Let me fill in on my perspective on that. There's a slight deviation or variation. So I remember that day when we met him, you and I were hooping elsewhere and we were just doing our thing, hooping. And we spent that whole day hooping. I remember we're like, all right, let's go. That court started getting packed and we're like, oh, we need to play and just kind of work on it. It was just you and me. We rolled up at Barcroft, 4 Mile.
Yep.
These two were already there.
Oh.
When I recall. These two were already there and they were hooping on the other side, the side we like to play on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, all right, let's just play here. And we were just minding our own business. And then suddenly these two guys called out and said, hey, you guys want to play twos? I'm like, all right. We just looked at each other, like, all right, let's go. Right? It's fine. We ran everybody else earlier.
I
mean,
if y'all want to.
We just, well, let's just run these guys too. But here was the thing, though, what I recall very, very distinctly. They had this look on in their eye and their face, like this false sense of confidence or overconfidence that they were going to run us. And that kind of you know how it is, right? It irritates me. It irritates us. And all right, let's go.
So we're like RBA.
And we RBA. We just looked at each other. We didn't even talk about it. Let's go. And here's what I remember about that game. We busted them up so bad. 4 to 5 games in a row. But here's the best part about it. In the middle of the second game, I started teaching him how to play the game.
You had to bring that up.
I started telling him how to play better.
This man. And he told my boy, too. He's like, bro, you want to guard him like this?
Right.
And then you were like, hey, Matt, you better on your
force
jump
some
shots
left.
Yeah, and this is the first time we met.
Force some left.
I'm just trying to help him.
So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Matt. And I guess...
You're not done.
We're going to be done. We're going to be done. I'm tired. Give me the ball, man. Give me the ball.
You couldn't get it then. You can't get it now. So, I remember we... Oh, my God, dude. We ran them bad. And then I remember in the middle of the play, this one play, it was a give and go, our typical G&G, right? Or GG.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to you. I rolled and I went and you gave it back to me. When I caught it and I put it in, I said, touchdown. Right? And I remember D saying, I mean, they're beating us. I remember this.
Yeah.
Right. So all that to say, bro, why are we so overconfident?
Actually, that's not what stands out to me. Is not the overconfidence. What stands out to me is that, because we played a lot of games that night.
We did.
Right? And at the end of it, he did not leave, and D as well. Like, they didn't leave pissed off.
That's true. Right? That's true. They took it on the chin.
They were more like, oh, let's be friends with these guys.
Yeah, it was more respect than anger or bitterness.
Right. And that's where we're kind of like, okay. And then,
right.
And then as Matt, and I know you're about to tell your side, but then as Matt continued to hang around, I was like, oh, okay, Matt's RBA.
So I never told you this. And you're going to hear it for the first time now.
Oh man. Does he need tissues? Is he going to cry?
He's fine.
What?
So after that night, I remember telling Ken, Ken, these guys have good energy. Like, I like their energy.
Oh, appreciate it.
Like, because we've come across a lot of randos.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys had a different kind of energy, which I respected. And we liked that. And we were like, yo, I hope we see them again. Like, yep. They were cool guys. Like, I wouldn't mind playing with them again.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to be the same result, but I wouldn't mind playing with them again. Because it was just good practice.
Yeah. So pass the ball to Matt.
So Matt, I'm going to give you the assist.
We need your perspective from that night.
You might throw that ball at us.
So they forgot one more person in the story, and his name is Ruben.
No, he was with us. Was he there?
Yes, he was.
I haven't seen Ruben in so long. Yeah. I forgot about him.
Man got long hair, but that's not it. We'll get to the point. Me and D and Ruben were on a 6-game winning streak. A 6-game winning streak, ladies and gentlemen. They and them. I'm not trying to get nobody upset. We were on a 6-game winning streak, and we're like, you know what? We're going to continue this winning streak. We're just like, all right, we're feeling good. Let's just go ahead and play who's next. That's it. Play these two. The last time, at that time, I got crossed up. I was 9 years old. I never said I'd get crossed up again. Had to say, well, I guess that's a lie. Cross me up. My ankles hurt. I never told you that. My ankles hurt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my left one did. I felt like I was doing the Mashed Potatoes by James Brown. But it's like, but at the end of the day, that's what happened. We were on a 6-game winning streak, and then these two just ended up being my brothers from another mother. So I appreciate this ball a little bit. And I appreciate the, you know, hopefully I'm saying this, I'm wording right. I appreciate the fact that we were just hungry to get exercise and play people in basketball that night. That's what really drove us.
Yeah, we got better as players and also as people because we learned a lot about each other and from each other. So yeah. I have such a deep connection with sports, period.
Right. And again, over time, you know, it was like it evolved over time to where it's like, oh, Matt's going to keep coming back for more. No matter how many times we bust him up.
And I can respect that.
Right. No matter how many times, it's like he's still showing up
right.
every single time. Like, he was more consistent than anybody else
right.
that right. was participating right. at that point in
some
time.
People, like, they get busted up and they just right. leave the court.
Right. And, you know, you don't hear from them or
right.
whatever the case is. But Matt continued to show up, continues, like, you know, I'm RBA. And I was like, oh, this guy's and then eventually we dropped the RBA to Matt. Do you remember the first time?
But I think we were saying it to each other, and he's like, what's RBA?
Yeah.
Is
that right?
Yeah. I want it. So we were at Jenny Dean, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
And that's where we made our stomping ground on practice and everything.
Yeah.
And we were all, were we doing the 21 that night? Or were we playing against randoms?
I don't remember that.
And we stayed late, and then y'all drop RBA, and I'm like, what's that? What's that? Like, I got really intrigued. I'm like, look, I'm a Bruce Lee fan. B Water and RBA go hand in hand, man. Those are great quotes to live by. And after that, it's just been a wrap. I say RBA when, you know, farting wrong RBA because it's just bad.
What?
Bro, come on.
Hey, man.
We were going like this.
We were on a good trajectory and then boom. So what they're going to learn over time is that we never really know what's going to come out of Matt's mouth. And, you know, he's like the little brother that neither one of us ever had. So we're going to clown him a lot. I don't know. One of these. We're going to clown him a lot. But at the same time, we also have no idea what he's going to say. So there's going to be a lot of shaking our head. And
yeah, you already did it once.
Yeah.
But anyway, but nah, the way that we use RBA and the way that we really go into it, you all will learn and love it. It's just as much as I do. So I'm gonna pass the ball back.
So that's a great transition. Any more pieces to the story that anybody feels are left out? Key moments?
Not to the story. And then from there I'll say that RBA grew.
It did.
Right? Our crew got like almost 20, 25, 30 deep at one point. And then a lot of guys moved out, but it became like a normal, regular thing that it just caught on and RBA just became a thing. Like, and people would just randomly say it, like RBA. And we're like, whoa, this thing caught on.
Right. All from us saying
it. All from here.
So what I want to ask y'all is to kind of transition out of the story to today's time and also into the future. But what does RBA mean to you?
Go ahead. Let's start off with you.
All right. So as I already mentioned earlier, RBA means to me is legitimately the twin and the brainchild from Be Like Water. If you don't know what Be Like Water stands from, is Bruce Lee's quote of shaping and forming anything when you need to, and being the water in the kettle, being the water in the glass, being the water that's flowing through and over. And the way that we go about it is we always got to stay true to ourselves and just be in the moment. So we are on a carpe diem. We are, you know, I hate to say this one, but they still say it, YOLO. We they do. We
showing his age.
I man.
Got them grays coming in.
Yeah, I do. Hey,
it's okay.
It's all right, man. It's all right. It just comes with wisdom. It's called taxes.
Taxes.
But get to a point, it's just, it's a beautiful phrase because about how they involve RBA, and then you will see, like I said, down the line, I can't preach this enough that it is a great, great, and great metaphor, simile, and an idiom, and statement to live by and live for.
Man, I thought he was going to drop a bar over here.
No, I know. Bars.
Nah, Matt, I that was nice. That was nice. The Bruce Lee thing really, that's pressure to live by.
Mm-hmm.
To me, RBA is basically that, right? That the water analogy, where water never loses its foundation, but it can morph into anything. It can be destructive. It can be calm. It can be pleasing. It can be anything, right? And everything. To me, what RBA also is, what I tell the kids that, now we're player coaches. What I tell the kids is, you know, when you're playing basketball, the ref's not going to blow the whistle when you want him to. You gotta or RBA. You gotta fight through that. That's what RBA is. Instilling that mentality that life is not fair, and it's not going to be fair. So if you're looking for someone to hand out or help, no, you gotta get it done. However you get it done, you get it done. And then you don't look around for, you know, that oh, who's going to come help me? Who's going to bail me out? So I have this thing, like, you know, I joke around with Ken about how the Generation Cupcake, right? Because a lot of that fourth place prize, that fourth place participation trophy, I'm not with that. I think that preaches bad habit. It teaches bad habits. You don't learn to overcome adversity.
It does.
So RBA is, right, Real Ballers Adjust is not just basketball. It's life. It's that mentality that in life, like, it's not fair. And you can't look around waiting for someone to come make it fair. You got to go out and get it done. However it is you get it done, whether it's my ankle hurts, my knee hurts, I need this last bucket, or whether it's, you know, man, I got it, my bills are due. Whether it's I got an exam tomorrow, but I'm working a 14-hour shift, you just got to get it done. That's life. And those who do it come out on top. And when those people come out on top, they are so much way ahead of that guy or that person who went around and looked for help and looked for a handout and looked for that shortcut. There's no shortcuts in RBA, period.
Actually, can I add to that? I think we all can agree with that. It's not necessarily the help that's the problem. It's the shortcut and then the continuance of I'm not going to be able to do it. That's the problem. Am I right or wrong?
Right. They're constantly seeking or expecting someone to hold it, help me, hand holding, yeah, give me a shortcut. Let me find a shortcut. No, we grind. And I always say success follows the grind. Grind. Which is also, I heard a great quote from Dion the other day. He said, I practice like I play. So when I play, it's like practice. Mm-hmm. And that's a bar. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Right? And I want to give that to the kids. So that's my interpretation of RBA. And sometimes people take it extreme. But I don't know how to turn it off. That's just me. I don't know how to turn off that. I'm a competitor. Like, even when I play with my son, he's like, nah, I told you, you ain't going to beat me, bro. Like, and I don't let him beat me. Because if I let him beat me and he expects, oh, dad's going to take it easy on me, the world doesn't care, because I told him outside of those doors, no one cares about you. You're going to have to fight for it, bro. So let me teach you how to fight for it. If you beat me, now you're ready for the outside world. That's my message or interpretation of RBA before, without getting too long into it.
It is a really hard beat to know.
I mean, so I think for me, RBA is a good, quick acronym that serves as a reminder for resiliency.
Mm.
And especially the world that we live in now with the stigmas around mental health and stress and everything else starting to come down. Those mm-hmm. walls are starting to come down. And I think that, to me, RBA is a reminder of that no matter what circumstance you find yourself in, whether it's by your own doing or not, right, you have the ability to be resilient and adjust and figure out to what's going to be my next move to try to change the circumstance for the better.
Right.
And I think that there's a balance with the, again, like recognizing how challenging stress in life is with in the world of mental health that all of us, including the three of us, struggle with at times, right? With not just giving up or finding shortcuts, right? Like, you can still have somebody help you, right? Just because somebody helps you doesn't mean that you're not RBA. If you're fighting through, right, and you're trying to get through your circumstance and you're adjusting and you're working all these hours, and then somebody's like, I see potential in you, let me help you,
right?
You're still RBA at that point, right?
Right.
So I think, to me, it's a reminder of resiliency and the ability to overcome any obstacle, circumstance that you may find yourself in that you don't want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Matt, you look like you want to respond to that.
I just realized something about let me add something.
Can I add something, if you don't mind? Or if you're done.
Go ahead.
So, and that's let me just piggyback off of, like, when I say help, right, which is great the way you put it, you get to the point of where somebody wants to help you, right? You've earned that help. You're not saying, oh, I'm not going to even take the first step, but I want help. That kind of is what that Gen C mentality gets to me. When you said, oh, I want to help this guy because he shows potential, because he's RBA'd it to that point of help me help you. That was beautiful.
So this is on a personal level, people. I just want to say that I just realized all three of us are hard-headed. In the midst of you saying resilient, no, seriously. In the midst of you saying resilience, think of our personal and think of everything before this. Think about how all three of us are hard-headed as well. We make a great brother sibling trio.
So you can't be RBA without being hard-headed, right? Because RBA is about, if you don't have a strong mind, you can't be RBA. Because
that.
you gotta be, RBA requires discipline, commitment, focus, attention to detail, sacrifice, right? You have to do those things to be RBA to get where you're trying to get.
How about toughness?
Toughness,
but not a macho man toughness,
right?
But a resiliency kind of toughness. Perfect. Of, you know what, I might take a hit. I can come back and get up and I'm still swinging, right? I'm not just going to curl up into a ball and run away. Like
you take L after 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 L,
and you just keep coming back,
which is respectable.
It was respectable.
Disrespectful, man. Disrespectful.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. I mean, look, the first time we played one-on-one, really, I beat you. I did.
We'll have plenty of future episodes where we get to sprinkle in little stories about our basketball games, because I've certainly we've got some stories.
We do.
I'm the second to best go player. Through.
We got plenty. But also too, so I would also say too that just having seen it within our small group of people over the years that were coming out and hearing us use it, like it was interesting to see how other people were able to adapt to using it as well to like, oh, you know, RBA, right? Like,
right.
Oh, this, you know, I'm not feeling good today, but right. You know what? I really got to work, right? RBA.
Right.
I got to get up and do this, right? As much as I love to just lay down in the bed all day because I'm just not feeling it.
Right.
I got to get up. Why? Maybe it's for the people I lead, the people I serve, whatever the case is.
Family,
whatever, the right? work, the just whatever, right? Yeah. Sometimes you just got to be like, RBA, I got to do this.
Bro, I got to tell you, the first time I heard someone say to me who we didn't introduce it to, bro, that just like, for real? Like, what? What? On the court. I think it was
somebody like, heard us say it and then like,
and then they found out what it was and they used it. And I was like, yo, wow.
Well, y'all got a trademark.
It was beautiful. Like, but it made me happy, right? Because that's the mentality, that positive energy and mentality you want to give back.
So that's a perfect segue to my last part, which is I want to ask y'all about. So the future of RBA and really, so RBA became the phrase as we started getting into, you know, what we wanted to like name our podcast and how we want to do this. We talked about, we added the think part, right? Because it's about thinking RBA. It's a mentality. It's a way of just ingraining your mind into building up that resiliency and adaptation to overcome and achieve. So as we're creating Think RBA and thinking about what we want to do, right? Where do we want this to go? And what is our message, right? Through ingrained throughout, you know, the fabric of our podcast, our episodes, the interactions that we're going to have moving forward into the future. How does that look for you all?
Man, that's a deep question.
That's a deep question.
That's a deep question. And it's a hard one to predict, honestly.
So I'll start.
Okay. Yeah, set us off.
I'll start y'all off so I'll give y'all a little time to think about it.
Sure.
See? Look, that's called the assist.
That is the assist.
So for me, personally, I think it's about storytelling. And, you know, where I want this to go or where I envision this going is to be able to not just highlight the things that we see in sports and culture that we consider RBA. All right. Cause there's so many, I mean, there's tons of examples.
Right.
We find stuff now, we'll like message each other, be like, oh, that's RBA. Right. We got Kobe and Mike over here, but like just even events and there's situations, things that happen where, you know, it has an RBA twist to it, but, and not just being able to highlight those, but as we continue to, you know, hopefully grow and advance what we're doing is give the people a platform as well to talk about how everyday people like us, right, are connecting, particularly through sports, right? Because that's how we've all connected through this one ball, right? Lifelong friendships through this one ball. But being able to tell those stories and find people who have, you know, RBA'd it, overcome, you know, whatever, and be able to hear those stories, you know, versus just hearing about triumph from celebrities who, you know what I mean? We get a lot of the podcasts right now, a lot of stuff's focused on that.
That's true.
There's a lot of focused on athlete stories and them, you know, going through things and how they overcame and their mental health, which is great. It's good listening and certainly something we want to explore as well. But I think it's we want to be more inclusive, you know. I mean, and also culturally too, when we're looking at it, we've got a diverse mix of cultures right here between the three of us in this room, right?
Yeah.
And so, and who would have thought, right? not only that we would all like meet, bond over this one thing, but also have more in common. Like,
yeah,
as much as you and I have had, like, we legitimately are like brothers from another mother.
Bro, like, it's scary.
The way we think, the way we, like, everything is
finish
the same.
Each other's sentence. It's right. Crazy, your thoughts.
You know, I'm like, and, you know, we grew up in entirely different ways.
Yeah.
And then you throw in Matt as well. Come to find out, we had a similar connection with where your mom used to work, right?
Rest in peace, Mom.
Rest in peace, right? So, like, and who would have thought? Like, small, small world, right?
Yeah.
And we learned, and when did we learn that? On the basketball court.
Also, I found out you worked with my cousin.
So, so I mean, you know, but just the point being, though, is just that it's the fabric of, like, telling stories of togetherness and overcoming and wanting to be able to hear from people that do that from all walks of life, not just those that have money and the financial means to do it. So that's my bigger vision for that.
Yo, I think my man's needs a tie and a shirt, dude. He's giving professional answers like resiliency and my God. Okay.
Hey, listen, I'll bring out chalices if I need to.
Wow.
We have to let Matt in on that joke later. I think he doesn't know about chalices.
You don't know about chalices?
Duh.
Did I talk about chalices? No.
You learn about chalices.
We'll teach you about chalices one day.
Go ahead, Matt. You go ahead, bro.
I was going to piggyback off of you, but basically get to the point.
That's one of Matt's catchphrases, by the way. To get to the point.
Yes.
Or give you a heads up.
I got a few more, by the way. But the growth is, for me, it's like through community. Ken already pointed to it, but community and getting to know, because in the midst of doing this, I've also been talking to people and just, I can't wait for us to get to that level and we're just out there with people and y'all want to meet us and everything else when we get there. But just community aspect right now. Other than that, that's about it.
I actually really love the fact that he used the word community, because that's the word I was searching for that I couldn't find back in my head, is community and building a community, because we all have things in our lives that we're really good at, right? We have things that we're not so good at, right? We have strengths, weaknesses, and we have things that are challenges to us, right? That we want to overcome, and our own things that we need to RBA it, right? And building a community of people who share that same mindset and resiliency to be able to do that, to help each other, to encourage each other, right, through it, right? Whether it's, you know, a challenge somebody might be having work-wise, maybe that some mentorship from somebody else could help with, or if it's, you know, with your health, right? Like, that's a personal RBA for me, and I know Matt, we try to encourage each other on, you know, like, but building the community to do that and have those conversations about it and hear from people with different perspectives and, you know, and things that they can offer to add value to the conversation.
So, can I just say ditto?
I was going to ask you.
No, I got it.
You probably got like one thing to say, but like, you know what? They said everything else.
I got you, bro. I got you.
I didn't even get the ball. No, I'm good.
You got to earn the ball. Messing with you.
Yeah, man. It's messing with you.
So, what I see as the future of how you guys so eloquently put it, keeping in terms of the chalices. So, what I see RBA transforming to or growing to as the future is similar, right? Community connecting to people, relating to people through storytelling, building that community, and then bringing those people in, because there's a person who is RBAing every single day, somewhere, somehow, in whatever situation they're in. Shining a light on that person, right? Celebs, athletes, whatever, they can get light whenever they want. People going to tune in and listen to that story. But what about that mother who's working, you know, 2-3 shifts with daughters in daycare, trying to struggle to you know, make ends meet and this and that. That's RBA to me, right? The unsung hero. The people out there who got bread, who got, what, it's cool. Good for you. You earned it. Respect to you. Mm-hmm. But the one that's struggling, right? That's the common everyday man. And that's who I want. I would like to see RBA shine a light on, help and, if possible.
And I was about to say, that was, right? Bro, like,
right.
I was about to say, and how can we build a community that could then help that person? Correct,
right? And so that to me, like, that's RBA. That's true RBA to me. Yeah, it's nice to go out and, you know, you make a name for yourself, this, that, that's nice, right? But what I believe, like, true currency is helping the everyday man, helping your common, the person that doesn't have anybody. And I'm not saying go help them like RBA, hey, let me just give you $100,000. No. Show potential. I see potential in this person. He's grinding. She's grinding. Like, she's making ends meet.
So let's just talk briefly about some of the things, because some of these are going to be future topics we talk about anyway, of how we're already starting to do that, or have been starting to do that, because we've got Matt, who mentors, right, in the school system, and you and I are both working on volunteer youth sports coaching.
Yes, sir.
So I've taught basketball and football now. You've taught basketball. I've got another football league coming up in about a month and 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And just continuing to be able to give back in that way, with starting with the youth, and help them to hear that RBA. Instilling
that mindset early. Mm-hmm. And the other thing with that is, I really like, RBA doesn't have to be this grand scale. I donated $1 million to some foundation. No, that's not RBA.
That don't help, because it's about, I get what you're going at.
RBA is the little things. Are you helping just the little things, like the everyday things, the things that don't hit the camera, right? That's RBA. RBA isn't meant to be, oh, look at our, you know, we donated, we built a wing at this hospital. That's all right. That's cool. Like, eventually, yeah, sure. But it's all the little steps along that way is in what, in my opinion, is true RBA. Right? The end product is nice, but the journey is even better. And that's what I'm looking forward to, is that journey to creating all that, more so than even the end goal. That's...
So, basically, y'all can correct me on the story if I'm wrong or not, but basically what we're saying is, we're not handing anybody a fish. We're going to teach you how to fish.
Well, it's not even us teaching how to fish, because we can't be experts on everything in life.
Correct. We don't know how to fish.
The point is about building a community of people who everybody brings different perspectives and points of views and skill sets and ideas or whatnot to the table, where we can all help each other, right? That's what a community does.
And even if it's just simple brainstorming, right? You share an idea. We learn so much about each other and how to improve certain things in our lives just through conversation. Conversation is powerful. Sharing information is powerful. Like, I dislike it so much, and people withhold information and don't share it with others to help them, uplift them. Because, I mean, I look at it this way, like karma, right? I want someone to share more information with me to help uplift me. Like, there's no, like, just the top.
Right.
Even the best are trying to learn.
Right.
So we have to help each other as a community to uplift each other to get to that point. That's RBA.
Right. So, fellas, any last parting words before we go ahead and make this one a wrap and get ready for our next episode? So we're going to have some. So this preface this, though, that I don't need the ball. I don't need the ball. You can hold the ball. The ball is going to be permanently back up on the shelf. It's going to be part of our set permanently as a reminder to how this all came about. So there's going to be some heavy episodes, some serious episodes. There's going to be some fun episodes, lighthearted games. Talk about some current things that are going on, right? It's going to be a little combination of everything focused on sports culture, things that are happening in the world with the RBA twist to it. And so with that, any last parting words before we go ahead and sign off for this episode?
Other than peace, love, and happiness? No, not at all.
All right. Once again, Young Matthew, Hack, Ken.
Think RBA.
Till next time. Peace.